Hermione's eyes were huge in the firelight. Ron looked slightly sick. Aberforth stood up, tall as Albus, and suddenly terrible in his anger and the intensity of his pain.
It destroyed her, what they did. She was never right again. She wouldn't use magic, but she couldn't get rid of it. It turned inward and drove her mad. It exploded out of her when she couldn't control it, and at times she was strange and dangerous. But mostly, she was sweet and scared and harmless. Then my father went after the bastards that did it, said Aberforth, and attacked them. And they locked him up in Azkaban for it. He never said why he'd done it, because if the Ministry had known what Ariana had become, she'd have been locked up in St. Mungo's for good. They'd have seen her as a serious threat to the International Statute of Secrecy, unbalanced like she was, with magic exploding out of her at moments when she couldn't keep it in any longer. We had to keep her safe and quiet. We moved house, put it about she was ill, and my mother looked after her and tried to keep her calm and happy. I was her favorite, he said. And as he said it, a grubby schoolboy seemed to look out through Aberforth's wrinkles and tangled beard. Not Albus. He was always up in his bedroom when he was home, reading his books and counting his prizes, keeping up with his correspondence with the most notable magical names of the day. Aberforth sneered. He didn't want to be bothered with her. She liked me best. I could get her to eat when she wouldn't do it for my mother. I could get her to calm down when she was in one of her rages, and when she was quiet, she used to help me feed the goats. Then, when she was 14, see, I wasn't there, said Aberforth. If I'd been there, I could have calmed her down. She had one of her rages, and my mother wasn't as young as she was. And it was an accident. Ariana couldn't control it. But my mother was killed.
Harry felt a horrible mixture of pity and repulsion. He did not want to hear any more, but Aberforth kept talking, and Harry wondered how long it had been since he had spoken about this, whether, in fact, he had ever spoken about it.
So that put paid to Albus's trip around the world with little Doge. The pair of them came home from my mother's funeral, and then Doge went off on his own, and Albus settled down as the head of the family. Ah!
Aberforth spat into the fire.
I'd have looked after her. I told him so. I didn't care about school. I'd have stayed home and done it. He told me I had to finish my education and he'd take over from my mother. Bit of a come-down for Mr. Brilliant. There's no prizes for looking after your half-mad sister, stopping her blowing up the house every other day. But he did all right for a few weeks, till he came.